Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch for the first time this spring. And before we start talking about the baseball in the field, I have to talk about the passing of an Astros icon, longtime Astros vice president of broadcasting, Jamie Hildreth. I know you got to know him, and somebody you got to know when you first got to Houston.
Yeah, you know, in this game you meet a lot of people, and you know, obviously it's they're part of our team, you know, whether they wear a uniform or not, and no one connected with people in our organization better than Jamie, from you know, old alums that have been around, to corporate sponsors, to people in the front office, to players, to coaches. He had time for everybody, and it's a big loss for us. It's a sad day to get the news of the passing of someone that represents, you know, a lot of what's right about the Astros.
This spring training is a little different than most because of the World Baseball Classic, so it's a longer spring training, and you have eight guys who are going to be playing for various countries in the WBC. How does the length of the spring training and the fact that you're going to be losing eight guys in the middle of camp change things?
Yeah, it changes a little bit of their playing time, how long I leave them in games, their readiness. You know, these guys come in pretty ready to compete, so I'm going to play them a lot. And then we lose nine guys, you know, in about a week or so. Aoki, we lose in a couple days. So it changes the dynamic of our team. It lengthens the number of games we have, the workouts we have. You know, you obviously wish them well and want them to return healthy when they get back. And it provides some opportunity maybe for some younger players that may not have gotten to play as much. But it's a tough day when you lose your better players and your team dynamic, your team makeup changes.
You have Brad Peacock on the mound in the first spring game. I know typically first game starters, two innings?
Yeah, a couple innings for him. You know, hopefully he can be efficient in inning one. You know, it's a physical process to get these guys ready. But in a perfect world, he throws two efficient innings, gets in, gets out. He's facing a good lineup today. First competition in a long time. So it's just nice to get out on the field and see some game action.
You mentioned the lineup. I mean, the Tigers are playing most of their regulars today. You got a guy like Peacock trying to win a spot, guy who's out of options. Probably a good test for somebody like that, somebody who you're maybe evaluating more than someone else.
Yeah, and it's not even performance today. It's just about being able to execute strikes. And obviously, we want him to move the ball around. And when you put a different hitter in there, the game changes a little bit. The preparation mindset is one. The competing mindset is another. And then, obviously, the execution is a third. But you know, these guys will start to dial it up. The younger players know they've got a short period of time to make a good impression. Some of it's about performance, some of it's about process, but you know, day one is day one, and it wouldn't shock me if we look a little rusty, but we've got 35, 37 of these to go.
You have Jake Marisnyk in right field today, a position he hasn't seen a whole lot of time in, has been mostly a center fielder. Is that something you want to do with him this spring and maybe even during the season, just get him experience moving around since he may be backing up a few positions?
Yeah, I'll tinker with a lot of guys playing positions, and why not in the spring? If something funny happens, as long as it's not injury, I don't care. I want these guys to see the game a little differently. And, you know, Jake's so valuable, and there's different decisions that I can make as to where to play him and how many players to move around, and can he give a day off to somebody, and I don't have to disrupt Springer and center. But as far as reps go, he just hasn't played a ton of left field and right field. He could pick it up in no time because he's so dynamic. But the spring is built for things like this to tinker with and try. And there's really no ramifications provided no injury happens.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We're live from Duffy's Sports Grill for the very first time down in West Palm Beach.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show with your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
And our special guest this evening is George Springer.
Jeff Bagwell, it's a lot of fun. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Sparky. It's great to be here.
Astroline, exclusively on the Houston Astros Radio Network.